Well, it's better than yesterday. We went well downwind again today, so that's good news. And I mean, it doesn't matter, as long as you're not miles behind at this kind of point in the regatta, it's important, and you just get over the nerves of starting an event and start to get on with it.
What was the difference today?
Don't think there was much difference, to be honest. The first race yesterday, we were probably leading, and we ended up 11th, so we got shafted a bit there, and a bit of bad luck, a bit of bad sailing maybe. The second race yesterday, we caught up, obviously, and today we weren't going that well upwind, annoyingly, which was flipping frustrating, so we thought we were going to be really quick in that stuff, and tuning before the start, we were. And in the racing, we weren't flying upwind, as our top mark results were not too good. With the last beat, we changed a few settings on the first run of the last race, and that made a big difference for the last beat, which is good news, because we were getting a bit frustrated. You do all your settings, your training, everything else, and something seemed not quite right. So we did a bit of fine tuning. We're only talking a millimetre or two, maybe 2 millimetres here and there, and all of a sudden you've got wheels. So it shows how tweaky the star is, but that's the nature of it, and the part of the fun of it. Part of.
How did you find the conditions today?
Wet. Crewing's wet in that stuff. No, it's a different day today. It's a bit more kind of obviously overcast. So it's a bit more stable breeze, and it was shifty and very puffy, and there's opportunities and to make good gains and big losses downwind. So it's about trying to take risks where you felt that you're going to get a good return, and just being careful. So
you felt you did that pretty well.
Well, I wouldn't say well, but better than we could have done. But no, we were fast downwind. Ian's fantastic at steering the boat and that stuff downwind, and it should get more fun as we get onto the south course with a bit more waves, which is what we've done most of our work, a lot more of our work on.
You're on the south course tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah, we've got 6 races now on the south course, which is a bit more, should be a bit bigger waves. So it's good fun. More fun as well. Starboat's too long for these short shops, so you get stuck. Are we good?
Are you surprised by the sort of variety of winners we've been at? Looking at sunglasses, it's gone all over. You think you're going to do well, and this one is kind of everyone's having a go.
I mean, everyone builds these things up, but you know, you're sailing against people who won world championships, you know, for years and years, and Olympic medals. I mean, that is the nature of the star class, the people that. Oh, good. Like the Norwegian guy we sailed against when we were 15 in the Laser, he was winning the Europeans then. So, when we were children still. And so the level's high. We know that level's high. And the nature of the boat means it, more people can win. And people are practicing the Olympics. The standard gets that a little bit closer together. So, we're not surprised at all. But it's going to be, it's a long race, long regatta, and we've got to keep chipping away and see what we can do.
Is there a secret to winning?
Well, I don't think so. It's just about trying to avoid getting the big losses like we had yesterday, and that was very frustrating that we managed to find the big loss, the big kind of snakes and ladders. We found the snake, and it was better today, the conditions in that sense, but it was still very tricky and a bit puffy. And you know, if you got it right, you're great, and if not, it was tricky. Oh, it's never a lottery, but you know, it's educated guessing.
Okay.
What were you saying to Ben? Ben's obviously had a pretty bad day.
Well, I didn't know how bad it was, but what was it, Neil?
6th. No, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Well, shall we say he's pretty frustrated?
I think he's very frustrated because he's brilliant, as we all know, and I'm sure.
So what will you be saying to him?
Well, I'll say, I'll get your chin up and get on with it. Good. To be honest, that's all he needs.
Get on with it.
You know, he's quite an animal, so he'll do the great. He'll be fine.